The Songmaster, written by Di Morrissey and read by Kate Hood. As Jennifer laughed at the mischievous little girl who thought this was a new game her skin mother and grandmother were playing with her, Susan felt a stab of sadness. As she watched the confident child giggling in the arms of Jennifer, she prayed Barwon was there in spirit, in this land of his ancestors and his people, who had been lost and now were found. Arjani rose and lifted his arms to the sky and began to chant. He too called upon the spirits to touch these two babies with their magic, to give them power and knowledge, for both would go forward in different worlds, but be always bound by this ceremony. He laid his hand lightly on the crown of Lily's head, then sat and took the mischievous Sunny onto his lap. He looked deep into the child's eyes, and as if aware of the importance of the moment, Sunny suddenly lay still and locked her eyes to his.
"You are Barraja. This is your country, your people. You are home. Your mummy, like many white people, she start to run away from our people. But your mummy wise enough to stop running. She turned to the Barraja. She gave you the story of Dumbi, the owl. That is your father's totem, and now it is your totem."
He tickled the child under the chin, and she erupted in giggles again.
"Your white mummy knew it is time for black and white people to stop running away from each other."
The babies were placed on a woven mat on the ground, Sunny sitting like a little Buddha. Beside her, Lily lay on her back, small fists and legs waving and kicking. The delicate blue-eyed child with wisps of pale brown hair and the chubby olive-skinned, dark-eyed laughing Sunny.
"Mother Earth, embrace your daughters, for they are the future of our land. We are bound as one people. Let the children of the present be the caretakers of tomorrow."
Arjani sang and the girls were handed around the circle, each woman caressing and whispering her words of advice into the ears of the squirming babies, until as the last notes of Arjani's song faded, each baby was returned to loving arms.